Sup?
What's up, boy? All right. We need one more person.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, this is our first recording of JNZ. We'll be talking about sports, music, and what else are we talking about?
Everything and anything.
Yeah, everything. Wait, no, no, no. What was the last thing? It was sports, gaming. Music. Gaming. Okay, Jake isn't joining.
Sorry, that noise was I was kicking some dead children down my stairs.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So we're just waiting on a couple people.
One person in particular. The J of whatever our name is.
Yep, J and C. Jake.
Jake
needs
name.
To join.
Jake, you silly Willy.
Why is he not responding all of a sudden? Okay, well, we'll start without him. Let's talk about Zion's future here.
Is Zion NBA ready?
Oh, I think so. Like, I don't know about this knee sprain, though, because he's kind of... It's kind of weird. I feel like it might be, like, one of those people where he just never comes back. But I feel like Zion's not that kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zion is committed to Duke.
Yeah. He's committed to Duke. Do you think he'll play the rest of the year, or do you think he'll quit?
I think he'll play.
Yeah, I think he'll play.
That commitment.
But I don't know. I don't know if he'll just train for the rest of the year. I don't think that would be smart. I mean, he said he went to Duke just because he wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I mean, the scouts have already seen enough for him to get drafted.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, he doesn't even... Like, Obama went to his game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, yeah. What team do you think he'll go to? I think he'll go to the Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers. I think the Knickerbockers will get him.
Yeah, Knickerbockers, and then Kyrie and KD. We're gonna go there.
They're not gonna go there. Kyrie's gonna go to the Lakers.
No.
Yes.
Did you see the one video?
Did you see the quote from Kyrie saying that he wants to reunite with Bron?
Yeah. Did you also see the All Star video where he in the tunnel where he said that he wanted to, where he said two max slots at the time to KD.
On the Lakers.
No, they don't have two max slots.
They could have two max slots.
No, they can't. They would have to literally give away LeBron and, like, Lonzo and Kuzma to do
that.
Well,
if they just gave away Lonzo and Kuzma for, like, picks and or an actual player.
No, Kyrie has already shown enough interest in the Knickerbockers to join them. He is ready for the Knickerbockers, and so is KD.
KD, he's going to resign to the Golden State Warriors.
No, he's not going to resign. Guys, you heard it here first. Zion Williamson, Knickerbockers with Kyrie and KD, the big three, and they will get a three-peat first year.
Three-peat.
First 3 years.
Yes, three-peat first year.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get that.
Facts.
What do you think about the K. Parisi getting traded to the Mavs?
I think it was a bad move by the Knicks. It's the brightest future they've had in a long time. They kind of threw that away.
Well, I mean, if they're trying to get KD, who is, like, arguably the best, one of the best spot-up shooters,
one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, he's one of the best, he's just one of the best, all right? He's top three. Definitely top three.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay, we're just getting confirmation with the J of Jake. I don't know what's going on with him. Yes, but anyways, like, it's just, he is one of the best. Oh boy, he's just so good.
He's a 7-footer with point guard ball handling and point guard shooting. He's literally, like, he can play all the positions.
Start.
God damn it. What a silly Willy. Well, I guess we're not starting.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It, like, went out.
Do you want to scrap it?
Oh, he might be joining right now.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah. Okay, well, anyways. So, Kristaps Porzingis being one of the best stretch bigs in the league. Going the to the Mavs.
Yeah, what do you mean one of? He's the best.
Stretch bigs. Well, KD.
KD's not a stretch big.
Yes, he is.
No.
He's listed at more
than a stretch big.
He's listed at, like, I don't know how tall he is, but he's listed at. Go on.
He's a playmaking, slashing.
No.
Sharpshooter.
No. No, no, no.
He can play anywhere. He can shoot from anywhere.
No, he can't.
Yep. Yes. Yes, he has Curry range.
No. What do you think about what do you think about Dennis Smith Jr.?
I think that he's a decent player.
I think. Did you see the dunk last night that he could have made?
Yeah, but Zach LaVine was good. And because do you think Zach LaVine's? I mean, not this year. Every year prior to this year, do you think Zach LaVine was a good player?
No.
Exactly.
Just a good dunker. Zach LaVine is getting much better though.
Oh yeah,
and so are the Bulls.
Most improved.
The Markkanen guy, he's good.
Lauri Markkanen, yeah.
Yeah, good stretch big.
Mm-hmm. Best in the league. No, just kidding.
Another good stretch big. Yeah. Speaking of stretch bigs, what's going on in the 2K world?
Stretch bigs are overpowered.
Yeah.
I don't.
They should really do something about that.
Yeah, they should.
Like they did, they nerfed them, but like it's still.
It's like they can still shoot over, and like if you have a good release, you can green it too.
Yeah. It's just here. I don't know. I don't know what jump shot you would use for that. Like my main would be LaMarcus Aldridge and like Rudy Gay or something.
Well, you got to make it so that you shoot from your head.
Yeah, you have to. Oh, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird's would work because you hold it behind your head and you throw.
No, Larry Bird and Gilbert Arenas, fast and from your head.
Uh huh.
That'd be a good jump shot.
You heard it from here. Gilbert Arenas, Larry Bird, merged jump shot, best jump shot in the game.
Yeah. What do you think about? Wait here. What's your opinion on what? Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, what's your opinion on? What's your opinion on lockdown defenders? That's what it was.
I think they're fine. Like if they can steal it, and that's the only thing that makes them really good. And what were you beating there?
My chair.
Oh, I thought it was your kids.
No, my chair.
Okay, I believe you.
Yep. I don't believe him, Dad. Okay, we're back. Yeah, so basically it's just here, let me get my pop filter on. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay.
All right.
Do you think sharps should be get buffed?
Sharps? Ah. I don't know. I don't know about that. Buffed? I don't think buffed. So because there are a lot of good ones.
I feel like if you know how to play with a sharp, then
I think
like,
honestly sharpshooters are balanced.
Yeah, like if you know how to play with one, you can bang, and if you don't, you don't bang.
Yeah, here. What do you think? ISOing or stretch bigs?
What do you mean? Like,
which one takes more skill?
ISOing. Yeah, ISOing.
That's not what I meant to say, but yeah, I definitely think ISOing. If anything out of those two that should get nerfed, it should be stretch bigs. Because I feel like so many people hate on the ISOing community, but it's ISOing that kind of keeps the game alive because, ISOing keeps the game alive because,
Kind of like how Carmelo Anthony kept all the teams he's been on alive. Just kidding. He killed them all. He killed all of their efficiency ratings.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Yeah, he kind of killed everything. Okay, let's talk about music now.
Oh, actually, never mind. Ow, my fingers.
Yeah. So guys, we would like to keep all of our podcasts under maybe 13 minutes, 14 minutes, 15 minutes. Yeah, let's go with 15 minutes.
We can do 5 minutes per section.
Yeah, 5 minutes per section. Okay, so now let's move on to music.
Mm-hmm.
Opinions on Lil Pump's new album.
I haven't listened to it. It's just not... Lil Pump's not my guy.
Yeah. I feel like there are too many haters of him, but he's like... He's only, like, 21.
Yeah. It's not that I don't like him as a person. I just don't like his music.
Yeah, it's... Bro, I saw this thing. Oh, my gosh. It's just so weird to me that people can be so clueless. This one guy went to a tattoo shop, and he wanted the X tree, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she refused it because his values didn't match hers.
Oh, that is...
And his values were like positivity. No, you can turn down tattoos, but.
Oh, you can? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Well, okay. Yeah, but anyways, back to Lil Pump. So, yeah. I think really the only good song was. Yeah. Everybody Wanna Be Like Me, maybe. And then Ion or.
Yeah, Jake said Ion.
Yeah. That's one of the better songs.
Earlier today in the studio.
Yeah. What do you think of Drip or Drown 2?
Drip or Drown 2.
Gunna.
I'm not a huge fan of Gunna. Because I don't like Lil Baby either. So.
I feel like there's a dynamic duo. I am disappointed in the song that Lil Baby and Gunna put out. It's not up to par with what I was thinking. Because, What was I gonna say?
This is runtime, Nash.
Basically, the one Street Gossip song kind of set the bar for me. What's your opinion on Lil Baby? Actually,
I don't like Lil Baby. I don't think I like his voice. I liked him in what was the song with Drake?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Mostly because he didn't sing at all.
Okay. I like a lot of his older songs, like Freestyle and that kind of stuff.
His Freestyle was actually kind of fire, but even though, yeah. I don't like his voice, I recognize
him. I love his voice. I think that's what... See, what I've always thought about is the thing that keeps rappers alive is their voices. Like people that make it have unique voices. Like Lil Skies, it's like... Like, if you really, like, listen to it, it's hers. Like I ain't showing no fear. It's like, yeah. That. And, like, yeah, I've realized that. And it's like, Drake, his main thing is, like, the word six.
Bro, literally, six. Drake's voice is, like, so cool.
Yeah, it's this is, yeah. A lot of rappers are just, like, yeah, it's one syllable that kind of reaches fame because it's quote unquote unique, which I don't think is right. I think
sometimes I like one line of a song.
Oh, what do you think of Blueface?
I think he's an acquired taste. I've gone back and forth on Blueface. You know that, Nash.
Yeah.
I think I don't really like that many of his songs. You know, he has like the catchy ones like Tatiana. And Bleed It. I actually like Bleed It.
I cannot stand basic people who listen to like Tatiana and think they're a Blueface fan.
Yeah.
Too many people are swole. Okay. Well, I like Bonko, which isn't very popular, but it's a good song. Bonko, Bleed It, Tatiana, Frickdom.
What? I've never even heard of it.
It's something else, but yeah. Well, that'll be it for us. Only Jay and only N and G, can't say it right. Only N and G for today. Follow us on our Instagrams. Gavin's Instagram
at
is
Gavin Carter A12.
My Instagram is 319NK.
We'll see you next time.
Yep, we'll see you next time.
Hopefully on CNN tomorrow. News.
Yep. we'll keep you posted, guys.
Next podcast coming out Friday.
Nash is signing off.